Hello, it's the coach home. It's John Gibbons with an FA Cup special. And Liverpool might have been a little bit disappointing on Saturday night, not quite through to the fourth round yet, but there was loads of really interesting results, loads of fantastic performances and plenty of teams who are looking ahead to a fourth round tie. And we're going to speak to three supporters, three people involved in the football clubs who maybe had a bit of a shock. We shall let them decide. And we start with Blackpool, who had a fantastic 4-0 win. And we've got an old friend on Tim Fielding from the Seasiders pod. Tim, thanks so much for coming on. Welcome back to the Anfield Bar.
No problem. Nice to see you.
A great result, has to be said, considering you guys are struggling in the Championship. I'm sure you were hopeful of a decent performance and hopeful of a cup upset, but a 4-0 victory is really quite something.
Yeah, actually, they did nick one back at the end to make it 4-1. But
oh, sorry. Yeah,
incredible performance, really. One that probably none of us really saw coming. As you said, I think we've gone 9 games without winning either side of the World Cup break, and there's a few changes made, a couple of players rested, and things seem to click. Probably the player who's really sort of come into form for us is Ian Pavida, who's on loan from Leeds,
right,
who they've moved him into sort of like the number 10 role, and he's been a revelation since he moved there, and he's really started to make us tick. And to be honest, even though we haven't won the last 2 or 3 games, we'd had some good performances. We were unfortunate at Hull, and where we had a player sent off sort of early part of the second half, which probably prevented us winning. Then we had quite strong performances against Sheffield United and then Sunderland. So we have looked better, and but I think looking at Cooper's face for most of the second half, he looked somewhat shell shocked. In the way that we finished and they didn't, it was quite a remarkable game, really. Mainly because they had quite a few chances, did Forest, but
right,
were very wasteful in front of goal, and we were the polar opposite. Basically, we scored some quite particularly the third goal was a fantastic finish from CJ Hamilton, and Pavida was just running. They didn't seem to be able to control him at all. So it was a very, very pleasing result. Hopefully something we can take into the league as well, because that's, we want to try and make sure we, having got up to the Championship 2 years ago, that we stay here.